From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a suicide bombing Sunday in Baghdad killed more than 100 people and has wounded scores. It was the most deadly attack in the Iraqi capital this year. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the blast in the Qurrata district, saying Shiites were targeted. Kuwaiti officials say they have arrested five Islamic State militants who had been planning attacks. They say the group was planning an attack on a Shiite mosque in the predominantly Sunni nation. Reuters reports that Kuwaiti government officials believe the militants were planning assaults on three targets. Bangladesh is observing 2 days of mourning after Islamist militants killed 20 hostages and two police officers during an 11-hour siege at a Dhaka restaurant. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but government officials deny IS involvement. Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan said the attackers were members of a homegrown militant group.
All are our homegrown, our national. It is not from other countries. It is all our national, our people.
Reuters news agency also quotes National Police Chief Shahidul Haq as saying, the seven militants were all Bangladeshis, and that authorities had tried to arrest five of them in the past. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton met with Federal Bureau of Investigation officials on Saturday to talk about her use of private email server while she was Secretary of State. The approximately 3.5-hour interview took place at FBI headquarters in Washington. Officials are expected to conclude their investigation soon, but legal experts say they do not expect any criminal charges to be filed against Clinton. This is VOA News.